if you're a political strongman ruling your country with an iron fist for years, what is your greatest fear? Well, maybe fair elections. Cambodia's longtime Prime Minister Hun Sen is facing a vote next year. The country's opposition party made unprecedented gains in a recent local election, so Hun Sen is trying to shore up power. And to do that, his government arrested the main opposition leader, Kem Sukha. Kem's daughter, Mona Vichakem, told me about the night her father was hauled off to jail.
It was past midnight in Cambodia on September 2nd, turning September 3rd, and he actually called me and my sister, and we were abroad. And he said that there are about 100 to 200 armed police are breaking into the house. I asked him to, you know, try to call some embassy, try to call the international community, some of the diplomatic corps. And of course, it's past midnight over there. Everyone has their phone off or not picking up because they're probably asleep. The last word my father was telling me was that they're breaking in, they're about to handcuff me now, and then they snatched the phone from him.
Oh my. Well, what, have you heard from him since then or been able to talk to him at all?
No, not at all. He's put in solitary confinement. He's in a room by himself with 24-hour surveillance camera, and only my mother is allowed to see him twice a week and his lawyers.
What has he been accused of?
He's been accused of treason. The accusation is that he's conspiring with the U.S. to topple the Cambodian government. I don't believe that the current ruling party has ever accepted in their mind the multi-party system, multi-party democracy. And I think now that they have seen we have unprecedented support, if the election were to go forward in somewhat free and fair manner in 2018, definitely the opposition, our party, would take power. And that's exactly why the Prime Minister Hun Sen is speeding up the crackdown.
So Hun Sen is accusing your dad of collaborating with the United States. How much help has your father gotten from the U.S.? How much help has the party gotten?
The accusation is completely baseless. We have relationship with countries just like any political parties do, just like the government does.
Do you want and need help from the United States right now?
Right now, we need more than just the United States. We need the international community, but in particular, countries like the U.S., to take immediate action to reverse this crackdown in order to restore the integrity of a possible free, fair election in 2018. When people don't have hope in the system or in free, fair election, they would likely take control over the system themselves, and that could lead to protest, that could lead to actually revolt.
Do you see something at stake here that goes beyond your country?
The accusation that's involving the U.S. is done because the Cambodian government now has been receiving unprecedented support from China, which is why the U.S. has been a target of attack from the Cambodian government for over a year now. Perhaps the U.S. lack of engagement in the region sends a signal to other places that it's okay for them to take over.
For a country like China to move in.
Perhaps.
Have you been able to meet with people like in the State Department and officials in the Trump administration to see what support they might be able to give you and your family?
Yes, I have met with officials at the State Department, in Congress, and there's a few people in Congress that have been following Cambodia for a very, very long time, and they know very well what's going on. They are trying their best to push the administration to take action. And from the administration side, they are weighing all their options right now to see what can be done.
I just, on a personal level, you've worked alongside your dad opposing Hun Sen since you were very young. What was it like growing up as the daughter of someone who, you know, is confronting a dictator?
Fear is something constant. And I can say that although we have always faced security and safety risk, you don't get accustomed to fear. But despite this fear, we don't back down. And I think there isn't anything more rewarding than to be in the situation where we are now in Cambodia and to be given the opportunity to possibly make a big impact. And we have zero regrets.
Well, we will hope that your father is safe and hope for the best for your family. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me, David.
Mona Vichakem is a member of her father's Cambodia National Rescue Party.